Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. So, I will be upfront with you. This one's going to be a downer. So, let me just lay out the topic. It's going to be on the topic of pain. And more specifically, because I live with pain, not exactly 24/7, but pretty much 24/7. And if you don't like the topic of pain and you don't want to hear about it, just let's say goodbye for now and join me for the next one. I guarantee the next one will be uplifting and positive. Matter of fact, it's going to be on positivity. So just watch out for that one. Positivity in life. Let's just call it that. Okay, we'll see you later, friends. Those who are living that. But if you are in pain, live with pain, know somebody who lives with pain, have heard of pain, know what the word pain means, have ever taken a Tylenol or Advil. I don't mean to make light of it, but so I live with pain daily. And this is what I got going. I live with psychological pain. I've mentioned other broadcasts that, or podcasts. Broadcast now broadcasting on the internet, The Legendary Life, starring Legend Gilchrist Esquire. No, I don't really have a law degree. I'm not an attorney, but I played one on television. I like to use that joke. You can use it too. It's got my permission. I have bipolar disorder, and I've mentioned this before in other podcasts. I've got the worst kind, bipolar type 1, with psychotic features. Luckily, thank the Lord above, that those psychotic features have only shown themselves in I think it was 2006. And when they did, it was a very bad, bad time. Bipolar type 1, bad. So I live with psychological pain and stigma. Even my brother and mother and my own son like to kind of show much better they are than me. Matter of fact, my brother and mother don't trust me to take my own medication, so they force feed it to me. Not literally, but he comes trotting off with a little glass of water as if I can't even get him my own water. I'm such a fucking idiot that, oh my God, thank you for getting the little glass of water because I'm incapable of doing it. And the little medicine hands it to me, and I take it and smile on my face. Thank you, motherfucker. You fucking prick, you motherfucker. Fucking prick. Anyway, you get the point. But why do I do that? Am I emasculated? I'm a pussy and a coward? Yes, all of the above. E, all of the above. But I do it to make peace so I can live here. So when I get my social security disability, and I will, I just talked to my attorney this morning. And he says, you know, it may take 4 months, it may take 6 months, it may take 2 years, who knows? So I just got to hang out and get the little pills force-fed to me and be at peace and not say a fucking word to them. I live in my mom's house because I'll be honest, I make $371 a year from my teacher's pension when I was a teacher. Because I only sat for 3 years until they figured out, oh, we don't want a motherfucking bipolar guy teaching. Even though he's a top, teacher. And he's taking his meds. Yeah, sure, he had a little incident that lasted all of, like, 2 days. But as they say, that's neither here nor there. So I live with psychological pain, emotional pain, because, my God, I try to get a girlfriend, and time after time after time, I want to be the truthful guy, the stand-up guy. I tell them, like, you know, the first day we're talking, I've got bipolar disorder. However, it's controlled the medication. I see my psychiatrist every 2 weeks. I see my therapist every 2 weeks. And they smile and say, oh, yes, I know my brother, my father, my mother, my friend, my old boyfriend, my old husband had that. I understand. And then they run like hell. Run to the hills. Run for your life. It's like they're like Judas Priest fans and going, excuse me, Mr. Gilchrist. But I'm running to the hills and running for my life away from you, you stupid fucking mentally ill bastard. So I have that happen, and I get emotional pain. That hurts, you know. And these women, every single one of them, Christian, non-Christian, atheist, agnostic, what have you, all tell me, oh, I say, can I call you tomorrow? Can I text you? Oh, sure. Are you going to answer? Oh, yes, because I'm not like the other woman, but they're exactly like the other woman. Luckily, I'm in conversation with two. I'm going to say their names, Annette and Melissa, and we'll see, you know, which one works out. I talked to one, I'm thinking, oh, that's the one. I talked to the other, oh, that's the one. Lately, only Melissa's being responsive to my phone calls, but I have, she's a New Yorker, and she kind of talks like this, you know, it's like coffee talk. This is a terrible New Yorker, I realize. All the New Yorkers who may be listening out there, and I'm sure there's exactly zero, are saying, my God, that is the worst possible New York accent I've ever heard in my life. And of course, it's done by a Californian. Shut up, Gilchrist. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So psychological pain, emotional pain, physical pain, like the top three, the trifecta of pain. I get all three. Thank you, the Lord above. Jesus, you have punished me because of my evil sins. Fuck you. I mean, I literally, at night, when it gets really bad, I'm like, Jesus, I'm cursing God. I guess I'm a marginal Christian, but, you know, suffering with this pain makes me suffer all the more, and what little faith I have in God is, like, tested, especially at night, when my pain is at worst. So why are you telling me this, Gilchrist? You're saying, why, Mr. Gilchrist, of course, this is all well and good, but why are you mentioning this? We thought you were going to talk about pain in a way that we understand. Okay. I've had you, let's get an appropriate dialect for this. I've had you, your concerns and all. So we just go Australian, shall we? A very bad version of Australian, kind of a hybrid of different, let's go British. A hybrid of British, yes, of course. We're a hybrid of explanations about the idea of pain. Of course, Mr. Gilchrist, as I just announced, that you've got emotional, psychological, and physical pain. What is one to do with it? Well, Mr. British man, I will tell you. This is how I cope with pain. Now, I've got diabetic neuropathy. I have exactly one of the two insulins that would help me, like would reduce my pain enormously. But of course, there's some sort of fuck up between the pharmacy and the doctor, and I have to call back and forth and back. Matter of fact, after I finish recording this podcast, I got to call back again after they're done with lunch, and then maybe they'll be answering my phone call. Will ya? I got to call them again and get them straight. So, but the reason I mention that is that not taking the right insulin, and I haven't taken it for years. Why? Because it costs $1,000 a month when you don't have insurance, and I didn't have insurance. So my system, my nerves and my feet in particular, got all fucked up. And my hands too. So I get really terrible pain throughout the day, and diabetic neuropathy gets, when 6 o'clock p.m. hits, it gets worse and worse and worse and goes through the night. So I take my insulin. I take something called gabapentin, which is also known as Neurontin, if you might be familiar with it or look it up. But it's not enough, so an ER doc said, like, drink as much water. So for me, pain reduction involves drinking copious or large amounts of water. But it's not enough. Now, when I could exercise, I found that exercising reduces pain. So there, just chalk that one up. You're feeling some pain, psychological, emotional, physical pain, go get yourself a walk or get on a bicycle. If you got a pool, go swimming, go to the gym, get yourself some exercise. I guarantee you're going to feel better. If you're the praying sort, pray or meditate if you're the meditating, or think if you're the thinking sort. I happen to be the praying sort. I'm not much of a prayer. I pray. I get on Facebook and say, listen, everybody, I am in terrible pain, and they pray for me. I think it works. So there's a spiritual component that there's just this like greater thing. Call it God, call it the higher power, call it what you will. But I think it's out there. At least I hope it is. But it seems to work. What else? You know, a huge component, and I'm going to do a special thing on this, is comedy. So sit your ass down on your couch, your Davenport, your whatever, your front of your laptop, in front of your computer, your device, and go find something funny to laugh your ass off. Why does this work? Because there's such a thing as called endorphins. And endorphins basically are a little, like, let's just call them a little chemical that race around your brain. And when you laugh, It makes you feel better. It takes away, it's like the best, like pain medication. It's like better than morphine or Norco, like I take, or hydrocodone, or Oxycontin, these highly addictive chemicals. And guess what? This endorphin is not addictive. It's like it's all you want. And if you're laughing, you know, if you have a partner, you have sex, you get endorphins from that. And back to the exercise, you get endorphins from that. And doing something that makes you feel enjoyable, whether it's knitting or playing football or pickup basketball or watching a baseball game. Or maybe eating something you enjoy, not overeating, but eating something you enjoy while you're hungry. These are ways to get those endorphins and make you feel better. The last thing I would say is just, and I'm doing, I already mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, get something that makes you feel positive. I don't know, go to Google and say positive memes or memes, whatever it is, and read a few of those. And music. I almost forgot that, but music has this amazing power to heal. And I don't know the exact quote, and I'll just paraphrase Bob Marley, but it's something like, and I think this is it, when the music kicks in, the pain goes away. And I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And I think, I don't know much about Bob Marley other than I love his music. But when that music kicks in, the pain goes away. So if nothing else, kick yourself some music. Man, I happen to like metal and rock, mostly metal. So for me, I'll be listening to Judas Priest. And it just occurred to me, when I'm listening to Priest, I feel good. Or Iron Maiden. Or Metallica. And like Metallica, there's a lot of pain association there. Nothing else matters, right? If you're Metallica fans. But maybe you're like, I don't know, Kenny G or you know, I almost said Walter Cronkite. Ladies and gentlemen, the music of Walter Cronkite. Frank Sinatra. Country, jazz, pop, dance, electronic dance music, what have you. Go get you some music and enjoy it. I'm going to take you one step further. Yeah, how about collecting something? take your mind off something. I earlier mentioned knitting, but a collection. I happen to collect two things, memories and vinyl. And I take out that vinyl and listen to it and enjoy it. But there's a collection of things you can do if you experience pain. And if you know somebody, excuse me, who experiences pain, have them listen to this podcast. Why? Excuse me again. Why? Because I'm a doctor of pain. No, I'm not a medical doctor. But I'm, like Kiss had the song, Doctor Love. And they were kind of saying they are the doctors of sex, basically. And I'm the doctor of pain. Why? Because I have my doctor of philosophy, my PhD in pain. How did I get it? By experiencing pain in my life over the last couple of decades. This is Legend Gilchrist and the Legendary Life. Thanks for listening. Peace.